The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 16 of Love Now. Today's title is God's Precious Steadfast Love. C.S. Lewis said, "Though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not." Our text today is Psalm 36, 5 through 7. "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings." The phrase steadfast love is the Hebrew word chesed. Chesed occurs 247 times in the Old Testament, denoting God's unconditional and enduring love, marked by loyal commitment, mercy, kindness, and generosity. It's a love that goes beyond simple affection, encompassing a commitment to covenant relationships, compassion for the weak, and a devotion to faithfulness. Chesed not only refers to God's love toward His children, but exemplifies the love believers are to show to one another. Notice the word chesed in the following scriptures. Numbers 14:19. "Please pardon the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now." Deuteronomy 5:9-10. "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." 1 Chronicles 16:34. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 13:5. "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." God's love pardons our iniquity, is shown to those who love and obey Him, endures forever, and can always be trusted. Psalm 36:5 describes how far His steadfast love reaches. It extends to the heavens. If we could measure heaven, then we would begin to get a glimpse of how massive God's steadfast love is. His steadfast love cannot be matched or measured. Psalm 36:7 designates God's steadfast love as precious. The Hebrew word is yakar and means rare, valuable, and esteemed. There is nothing as valuable as the unwavering love that God the Father has for us. God's steadfast love is to be valued, appreciated, and cherished. In his book, Enjoying God, Lloyd Ogilvie writes, "My formative years instilled in me this strong attitude toward myself. Do and you'll receive, perform and you'll be loved. When I achieved good grades and was successful, I felt accepted by my parents. But I still felt empty. When I became a Christian, I immediately became so involved in discipleship activities that I did not experience the profound healing of the grace I talked about theoretically. I'll never forget, as long as I live, the first time I really experienced healing grace. I was a postgraduate student at the University of Edinburgh. Due to financial pressures, I had to condense my studies into a shorter-than-usual period. Carrying a double load of classes was very demanding, and I was exhausted by the constant feeling of never quite measuring up. No matter how good my grades were, I thought they could be better. Sadly, I was not living the very truths I was studying. Although I could have told you that the Greek words for grace and joy are charis and kara, I was not experiencing them. My beloved professor, Dr. James Stewart, that slightly built dynamo of a saint, saw into my soul with X-ray vision. One day in the corridor, he stopped me. He looked me in the eye intensely, then he smiled warmly, took my coat lapels in his hands, drew me down to a few inches from his face, and said, "Dear boy, you are loved now." God loves us now, not when we get better. God loves us now, just as we are. Here are some questions to consider today. In your own words, how would you describe to someone God's steadfast love? What does it mean to you that God's love is steadfast? And how are you assured that God loves you right now? Thanks for joining us, and bless you today as you rest in the knowledge of His steadfast love right now.